Welcome in the Family Devotions with Religionless Christianity. I'm so grateful that you're here, and I'm happy that you're joining me as we continue our walk through the book of Genesis, today discussing Genesis chapter 32. So Jacob is departing from Haran, heading on his way back to the Promised Land, back to the land of Canaan. As he is heading that way, he sends messengers on ahead of him to bring news to his brother Esau that he is coming his way. He instructs his messengers to bring a message of peace to Esau, and when the messengers return, the only word we're told they bring back is in verse 6. They say Esau is coming to meet Jacob with 400 men. Now, if we remember back to Genesis 27, verse 41, Esau vowed to kill Jacob for what he did in taking the blessing from him. So when we read in Genesis 32, verse 7, that Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, it makes sense. However, Jacob proceeds onward, following God's instruction to return. Though he does proceed with caution, the first thing he does, he prays to God. And John MacArthur noted in his commentary that this is the first recorded prayer of Jacob's since he left for Laban's roughly 20 years prior. He prays, and then he divides his flocks, sending them on ahead of him and sending them as a gift to Esau. He instructs his servants to go on ahead with these substantial gifts to be offered to Esau, and he sends them in multiple flocks or multiple waves, the idea being repeated gifts and offerings to Esau. Finally, when Jacob had sent everyone on ahead and he was left alone, he meets with God. Verse 24 says that he wrestled with God until the break of day. Jacob wrestled with God all night until God touches his hip, it says, and puts it out of place. Even still, Jacob refuses to give up until God blesses him. And God does bless him, but in an unusual way. God asks Jacob his name and then tells him that he'll no longer be Jacob, but Israel. This blessing is significant. According to Matthew Henry, Jacob signifies a supplanter, whereas Israel signifies a prince with God. It's quite the blessing, I would say. So while God blessed Jacob, he did leave him with a limp that he would carry for the rest of his life. It reminds us of Paul and his thorn in the side. And then the chapter ends telling us that because of this encounter with God, the people of Israel would not eat the sinew of the hip socket, really in honor of Jacob's encounter with God. But I want to go back and focus on Jacob's prayer to God in verses 9 through 12. Two things to note about this, and the first is just what a wonderful prayer it is. It's quite instructive for us if we need help in our prayer life. Jacob begins his prayer reminding God of his promises. Verse 9, he says, O God of my father Abraham and God of my father Isaac, O Lord, who said to me, return to your country and to your kindred, that I may do you good. And then he proceeds to effectively repent for his sinfulness and thank God for his blessings. Verse 10, Jacob prays, I am not worthy of the least of all the deeds of steadfast love and all the faithfulness that you have shown to your servant. For with only my staff I crossed the Jordan, and now I have become two camps. And in verse 11, he asks God for deliverance. He prays, please deliver me from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him that he may come and attack me, the mothers with the children. Then he ends the prayer looking again to God's promises to find hope. It reads, but you said, I will surely do you good, and make your offspring as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude. The prayer is wonderful, and we would do well to model it. The second thing about this event, and I think this is instructive, is Jacob doesn't wait for an answer. He didn't wait for the problem to resolve itself. He prays and then acts. He prays and then proceeds. We already know that he was fearful for his life, and he had every right to be. Yet he knew God. He knew what God had promised him, and so he went forward. You know, we today live, by God's grace, in a very comfortable and relatively safe environment. For the vast majority of us, we'll never have to move forward with the imminent fear of death. But we do have difficulties and hardships that face us, and in those times, we can maybe strive to be like Jacob. Remind yourself of God's promises. They're right there in His Word. They're unchanging because God cannot change and He cannot lie. But then move forward, believing that God will work things out for your good. Now, this, you know, ultimately may not be the good you want, but it will be the good you need if you've placed your faith in Jesus Christ. Proverbs 30, verse 5 says, every word of God proves true. And His Word tells us that He will work all things together for the good of those who love Him. So do what we know to do. Pray and trust. But then move forward, knowing that God will do what He has said He would do. There is none more faithful. All right, let's end today with our prayer from the Scottish Psalter of 1595, reading today from Psalm 9. Almighty God, who dost never despise those that trust in Thee, hear the complaint of us, Thy poor servants, and suffer not the wicked to execute their cruel enterprises against us, but take them in their own snares, to the intent that we may magnify Thy holy name. Through Jesus Christ, amen.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Business taxes. We're stressing about all the time and all the money you spent on your taxes.
This is my bill?
Now Business Taxes is a TurboTax small business expert who does your taxes for you and offers year-round advice at no additional cost, so you can keep more money in your business. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com/business. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service.